Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
So let's get to it as we look at what's happening across our region and across the nation. We have a 13-year-old boy who suffered injuries after he was stabbed inside his school. This is the Hunting Park section of Philadelphia. It happened yesterday during school at the Philadelphia Learning Academy, 4200 block of North Front Street. So police say this young victim suffering stab wounds on his left arm, treated by medics. These are considered minor injuries and not life-threatening injuries. The 14-year-old suspect in this case, so the 13-year-old is the victim recovering, and the 14-year-old suspect taken into custody. The weapon was recovered, they say. The school was placed on lockdown. Some tense moments there and frightening moments for all the kids. It was since lifted, obviously, after they figured out what was going wrong. School district says the student was injured with scissors. Initially, there were reports of a worse weapon, if you will, a knife, but this was a pair of scissors, but violence erupting in the school, so it is under investigation. We have a University of Pennsylvania assistant professor under fire and making a huge apology following a social media post praising the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
This is the story that Bruno mentioned yesterday when we had him on, right? I believe so. This, you said a Penn professor, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is an assistant professor, but yep. Yeah, her name is Julia Alexievia. She posted a video to TikTok with the text, "I've never been prouder to be a professor at the University of Pennsylvania."
Mm-hmm. All these Ivy League professors would permeating and just all the, you know what they do, Dawn? They spew their ideology down to the students, right? Yeah, down to the Luigis of the world. And then these nut jobs walk out of school with $300,000 in debt and vendettas against capitalism.
And so this was, she was posting this on TikTok, TikTok during all the coverage of 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, 2020 grad of UPenn, arrested Monday, Altoona, Pennsylvania. We've been covering this, as has everybody pretty much in the nation, as he's fighting extradition. She has come out and apologized profusely, saying she does not condone violence, and she deeply regrets. She deeply regrets what she had posted. UPenn posted that they said that much concern was raised by recent social media posts attributed to the assistant professor. Her comments regarding the shooting of Brian Thompson in New York City were antithetical to the values of both the School of Art and Sciences and the University of Pennsylvania. They were not condoned by the school or the university, and they pointed out that the assistant professor of Julia Alexievia has concurred that the comments were insensitive, inappropriate. She retracted them. We welcome this correction and regret any dismay or concern this may have caused.
Making a bold family decision here on the show without my wife's consent or daughter's. They will not go to an Ivy League school. Not going.
Yeah.
I will provide whatever financial assistance I can for a state school, a community college, a trade school. If they are smart enough to get into Penn or any other Ivy League institution, it's all on them.
Not easy to say when your kids are 10.
That's right.
But if my kid
I'm doing it on
gets
the radio
accepted to Harvard or Princeton or UPenn, he's going. Okay, because
I didn't say she couldn't go.
Where did Elon Musk go? Where did Trump go?
There's too many bad apples, Dawn. I can't take it.
Stop. Anymore. There are a few bad apples everywhere.
CEO of Omaha Steaks is also a Wharton business grad.
See,
a lot of good people there, but a lot of bad people as well. Got to put my foot down here.
Oh, stop
making a declaration eight years before they even decide.
Let me tell you something. If your twin daughters got accepted to pick an Ivy League school, but especially UPenn, you and your wife and your in-laws will be jumping up and down. And you'd be very excited.
I'd be very proud of them for getting accepted, and they can go. I'm just not giving them any of my money towards tuition, room, or books. They can fund it themselves. I'm starting the defund your daughter movement.
Later today, he'll be at Sephora.
That's right. Buying blush.
Dad, I need this lip gloss.
Stork scares me.
So, speaking of a UPenn Wharton School grad, Donald J. Trump will be, and using his image as a successful New York businessman, obviously very successful. Well, today he will celebrate his success in the city, his success and victory, obviously becoming as the president-elect. He'll be ringing the opening bell of the New York Stock Exchange today. He will also be named... Nick Hale.
Time Person of the Year.
Wow.
As I said, that would happen.
Yes.
Had to be a lock. It was a formality.
You kept hope alive.
I did.
God bless you.
I'm bringing joy back to this country.
So we also, and obviously, when I saw the words this morning, and this is Nick's big take, the Pentagon shot down a local congressman's claim. When I saw the word shot down, I thought, did they shoot down a drone?
At least they're shooting something down.
But I do believe that Greg Stocker in high school locally had a cover band named Iranian Mothership.
Oh, yeah, he did.
It was a Led Zeppelin cover band.
Yeah. Amazing. Stocker was the drummer and Phil did the vocals. Hey!
So the big take, a great one coming up seconds away.
Murphy is going to meet with the White House today about the drones.
Oh, that should solve everything.
He's going to go in there with his chapstick.
Yeah.
New
yeah.
Jersey.
His red eyeglasses.
His hair plugs.
Yeah.
I don't know that he has the hair plugs. I'm not sure if those are extensions.
I don't know
what those are.
One day he had very little hair. The next day he had a ton of hair.
Right.
So,
be like me showing up one day with a mop top.
Oh, please do. So for your forecast, again, we're sponsored by Spring Dance Hot Tubs. Yeah. 40 degrees today. It won't feel exactly like 40, a little blustery, a little windy. So tomorrow, 37 degrees for your high. Saturday, 39 degrees. All of these days in a row, sunny, but... quite a bit colder than we've experienced, just kissing 40 degrees, if you will. Sunday turns warmer but cloudy, 46 degrees your high for Sunday. Next week, we warm back up into the low to mid-50s, but more rain in the forecast. Sponsored by Spring Dance Hot Tubs, it's the 12 days of Christmas at Spring Dance Hot Tubs. From December 12th to the 24th, you get up to $5,000 off hot tubs.
Woo-hoo.
Ooh, yeah, up to $2,500, up to $2,500 off saunas, 20% off water care for the first 20 customers.
I need a sauna.
Yes. You going to get one? Nice.
I'd love to have a sauna.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I think I want a sauna. Yeah.
You get one down in your basement if you have like a treadmill and a little gym.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go in there and sweat out all the diseases.
Exactly what I'm thinking.
Yep.
What a beautiful image there.
How much off that sauna, Dawn?
So you get $2,500 off a sauna, $5,000 off a hot tub.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe my hot tub, my Spring Dance hot tub, how old is it now? It's like...
You need a new
7 years. Maybe I'll trade it in.
Yeah. You need a new one.
You need a new one.
And it's between now and Christmas Eve, huh?
Yeah. So,
honey, I know we're spending a ton of money on Christmas this year, but I bought us a sauna.
Don't you love me?
But seriously, they've got to be one of the first 20 customers sign up for their new auto ship program only at Spring Dance Hot Tubs. Visit springdancehottubs.com. Kale and Company, News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:14 on this Thursday morning. Let's get to another big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
And it's brought to you by Turn 7 Liquidations, the Big Take. Denial or dummies? Jersey's drone dilemma. Does the United States government know what these drones are doing, where they're from, who is operating them, and why exactly this is occurring? Or are they completely inept and being exposed for their lack of competence? Is it our government? doing self-surveillance of American citizens? Or is it a foreign nation clowning us yet again on the global stage? From New Jersey to Florida and even California, drones continue to fly over the United States from coast to coast, shore to shore, and Americans are equally intrigued by the phenomenon as well as frustrated with the lack of knowledge and or transparency from its elected leaders, and rightfully and justifiably so. New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew, who you've heard many times on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, was on Fox News yesterday, and he had this claim to make about who could be responsible for the ongoing drone drama in New Jersey. Listen and watch.
Well, here's the real deal, Harris. You know, I'm also on the Transportation Committee, on the Aviation Subcommittee, and I've gotten to know people. And from very high sources, very qualified sources, very responsible sources, I'm going to tell you the real deal. Iran launched a mothership probably about a month ago that contains these drones. That mothership is off. I'm going to tell you the deal. It's off the east coast of the United States of America. They've launched drones. It's everything that we can see or hear. And again, these are from high sources. I don't say this lightly. Now, you know, we know there was a probability it could have been our own government. We know it's not our own government because they would have let us know. It could have been some really glorified hobbyist or hobbyists that were doing something unbelievable. They don't have the technology. But let's pretend that's possible. The third possibility was somebody, an adversarial country, doing this. Know that Iran made a deal with China to purchase drones, motherships, and technology in order to go forward. The sources I have are good. They can't reveal who they are because they are speaking to me in confidentiality. These drones should be shot down, whether it was some crazy hobbyist that we can't imagine or whether it is Iran, and I think it very possibly could be, they should be shot down. We are not getting the full deal, and the military is on alert with this.
Look,
Jeff could be spot on. His sources could be correct. I have no way to argue against these sources or the assertions that he is making. Van Drew saying on X yesterday, what we've uncovered is alarming. Drones flying in from the direction of the ocean, possibly linked to a missing Iranian mothership. This is a national security crisis that we cannot ignore. Bring them down now. Keep in mind, during the Chinese spy balloon crisis, the Biden administration took a long time to bring one down. I'm not the least bit surprised that this administration is clueless and slow to act because it's par for the course. And speaking of the outgoing administration, the Pentagon denies drones over New Jersey are from Iran. The Pentagon stating there is no evidence suggesting that the drones spotted over New Jersey are connected to any foreign adversary. Here's how that unfolded yesterday. Listen and watch.
Jen. Sabrina, can you tell me what the Pentagon is doing to address this issue of drone sightings over New Jersey? It's near sensitive installations. The FBI is involved. What is the Pentagon doing?
Sure. So at this time, so aware of those drone sightings that have been reported, at this time, we have no evidence that these activities are coming from a foreign entity or the work of an adversary. We're going to continue to monitor what is happening, but, you know, at no point were our installations threatened when this activity was occurring.
Can you rule out that these are American drones or U.S. military drones?
These are not U.S. military drones. Again, this is being investigated by local law enforcement. What our initial assessment here is that these are not drones or activities coming from a foreign entity or adversary.
Representative Jeff Van Drew, who is a Republican from New Jersey, was just on the air saying that Iran launched a mothership probably about a month ago that contains these drones, and that that mothership is off the coast of the east coast of the United States. Is there any truth to that?
There is not any truth to that. There is no Iranian ship off the coast of the United States, and there's no so-called mothership launching drones towards the United States.
I don't believe them for a second. At this moment in time, though, I am torn almost right down the middle, 50-50, as to whether or not this is our own government doing something for future use, perhaps against Donald Trump, perhaps to ignite global war. We don't know. Or it could very well be China, who has devoured us in the technology race to dominate the world. And speaking of China, drone developments in California with Chinese ties Xinpao Zhou, 39 years old, was arrested for flying a drone over and taking photos of Vandenberg Space Force Base before trying to board a flight back to China. That, according to the DOJ, the story emanates from Los Angeles, and the report states the following. A Northern California man was arrested on a federal criminal complaint for allegedly flying a drone over and taking photos of Vandenberg Space Force Base. The Justice Department announced on Wednesday he was charged with failure to register an aircraft not providing in violation of national defense airspace. He was arrested in the airport in San Francisco as he attempted to board a flight to China. Zhao is a Chinese citizen, but also a lawful resident of the United States, most recently returning to the U.S. from China in February of 2024. Upon his arrest, he had the drone concealed in his jacket, and his cell phone showed Google searches about the government airbase that he was surveilling, end quote. This doesn't add up. We have more technology, money, and military resources than almost any nation on the planet, maybe excluding China. We can't find what's going on here. We can't figure it out. We can find terrorists. We can drone bomb enemies. We can track down January 6th defendants 4 years later. But we have no clue what is flying right above our heads. It doesn't make sense. Sightings include Picatinny Arsenal Military Base, Trump National Bedminster Golf Club, and countless other claims of government vessels being followed off the shore of New Jersey. But don't worry, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, he's all over. He says, quote, they are not a threat to the public at this time. Keywords, at this time. Without transparency, rumors, fear, misinformation, and citizens taking things into their own hands will continue to mount. The FBI, the DOJ, and the Defense Department, all either aware but concealing information or entirely overmatched and in scramble mode. And so far to date, 10 counties in New Jersey have witnessed sightings, that according to NJ.com. It's probably even higher than that. And if these drones are not a threat to the public, and if the government truly doesn't know what they are, they need to either send up their own drone or shoot one of them down. If it's China, let's find out. If it is China, I think Trump will end that real fast. But if nothing materializes, they disappear, and the government gives us a bunch of lip service, well, then we have our answer. It was us. I guess we just keep waiting and wondering. Hopefully nobody does anything stupid that leads to someone being injured, and hopefully this isn't the beginning of something catastrophic. As Drone Watch 2024 continues, in the most wild calendar year many of us will ever live. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Brought to you by Turn 7 Liquidations. Below cost to the bare walls. Turn 7 Liquidations. They must vacate and liquidate immediately with massive extra 50% off savings. Plus, just arrived toys. Disney, Barbie, Marvel, Lego. Values to $50. Now down to just $5. Turn 7 Closing Liquidation. Philadelphia Mills. Turn 7 Liquidations. 855-839-1210 is how you jump in on Twitter at 1210WPHT and, of course, in the YouTube chat. Just go to youtube.com/at1210WPHT. We'll come back, get some thoughts on the drones as well as the bigger picture here from our southern border through the air and also the Secret Service. Why the United States national security has become an utter joke. We'll kick it around when we come back. Kale and Company on a Thursday morning. Nick, Dawn, and Greg on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
6 o'clock hour brought to you by Winner Four. The Winner Four Cherry Hill Get Ready Holiday Sales Event is here. Have you seen Dino Rucci yet and his team for discounts and rebates of up to $10,000 on new Fords? All you have to do is call 800-428-4000 for details. That's 800-428-4000. Check your savings at winnerford.com. That's winner, W-I-N-N-E-R, Ford.com. Let's talk about FanDuel, shall we? Week 15. Cal, can you jump in with me on this? Do you like tonight? Week 15 starts the Rams at San Francisco 49ers. Cal, are you listening to me? He's not. It's unbelievable. He's not listening to me. It's unbelievable. Nick Kale, are you listening to me?
What are you, oh, this is funny.
Oh, my Lord.
Are you doing this on camera?
What is he doing?
What is he doing?
Kale, are you listening to me? FanDuel. Are you listening to me? I'm trying to bring you into my FanDuel read.
Oh, I'm sorry. I took my earbuds out. I thought you were doing your read.
I am doing my read. I was bringing you into it.
Oh, I finally heard something. I'm like, wait, did the system crash? Do we have to come back from breakers? Oh,
jeez. All right. Oh, okay.
What do you need?
Thank you.
What do you got?
Week 15 of the NFL starts tonight.
Yeah.
Rams and San Francisco. -3 San Francisco. I'm thinking San Francisco is the way to go on this.
I actually agree, and I know you're a San Francisco apologist. You've been there for 2 years since you picked them to beat the Eagles. But yeah,
right.
No, the Rams are playing much better right now. But the fact that the Niners are favored as a losing team at home and they're desperate, even with injuries, I would take the Niners. Desperation spot.
Niners -3. All you have to do. Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, let me get back to doing nothing.
Get back to not listening to the show. FanDuel.com/Greg. FanDuel.com/Greg. $5 bet can win you $150 in bonus bets if you win. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of the NFL and 1210 WPHE, 21 and over, President of Pennsylvania. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
This is mainstream media. This is talk radio. People are writing columns about it. There's clips. People are speculating. And what else can you do when the government sits there and either lies to you or tells you they don't know what exactly is going on, but yet they're willing to rule out A, B, C, and X, Y, or Z? Well, then we formulate our own opinions, right? And if you're like the guy in Florida and you see a drone over your house, you shoot that bad boy down, or at least you attempt to, and then you tell the police, look, I tried to shoot it. I'm not going to lie to you. So we have a lot of people that are speculating as to whether this is our government, whether it's China, whether it's Iran, whether it's Russia, whether it's a hobbyist, a whiz kid, a corporation, who knows what exactly is up there and what is going on. I tend to think it's either China or our own government. I'm kind of pretty much split down the middle on one of those two. Dawn, your thoughts as this continues to unfold? Because I did think, and I'm not ruling out what Jeff Andrews said, it could very well be Iran, and I have no reason to not believe Jeff Andrews. I had a pleasure of meeting him just over about 5 weeks ago at the Trump rally in New Jersey. By the way, one of the best-dressed congressmen I've ever seen. It was like a $20,000 suit. A way different suit than I had at Piazza last Thursday, let's put it that way. No reason to think that he's off on that. I mean, he's citing sources, and look, I mean, we've seen Iran's meddling and involvement on many layers and levels the last couple of years.
Yeah, and by the way, he's a practicing dentist.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, right. Practicing dentist in New Jersey. Because in New Jersey, you can keep your day job.
Okay.
So
it explains the suits.
Imagine, you know.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, tell me about our mothership, the Iranian mothership.
We're going to go from dentures to drones. Dentures and drones.
But, you know, Representative, you know, Chris Smith also said that the drones came in from the ocean. He described that. Greg played that yesterday on the cut sheet. So Van Drew is not alone in saying these are coming from somewhere in the ocean. Obviously, he's putting together other information that he talked about. And we weren't wrong when we suspected this could be China, like the balloon, because, you know, you just played the soundbite where they said that, in fact, China, Iran working together with the drones, etc. So there's this connection. I think the bottom line is whenever you have this void of information and answers, you're scared. I mean, the bottom line is that's what we've been getting. We've been getting from people not just in Jersey, but also across our area in Pennsylvania saying, OMG, there's this huge, these are not little hobby drones.
No.
These are huge. And it just looks like sometimes they're swarming, almost like insects.
Mm-hmm.
They're swarming. They're working together. It's just seems like when they know that they're being recorded, they're turning off. What's up with that? Is that a coincidence? So I just think they need to come out and give us a definitive answer.
Yes. I mean, we've taken phone calls. People have tweeted us links to videos. People have sent us cell phone videos. Somebody tweeted us, I forget who it was. It was last night. I think we were all tagged on it. A montage of the entirety of all the drones that have been seen in countless counties in New Jersey. It's like a minute and a half clip, and they're all merged together. I mean, it looks like Space Wars up in the sky. I mean, you see these things, and all of a sudden, they just vanish. And we're left here trying to figure it out, put the pieces together. And I'm still of the belief that it's either the government or China. And apparently Trump is saying it might be 50-50 that Xi Jinping will be in the United States on Inauguration Day. I believe I saw that floated out there. Here's what Trump should do. You want to really, because everybody is saying right now that Trump's calling the shots, he's in charge.
Wait, at the inauguration?
At the inauguration, yes.
Oh,
that Xi Jinping would be there. That would be a great sign for global peace. And
hey, would it?
I think so.
No, I disagree.
Really?
Oh, I disagree. Yeah.
Oh, I don't
China's
know.
Not our friend, guys. China's not our friend.
I totally agree. But you think about the way Xi Jinping and China have kind of just made a mockery of the Biden administration.
Hey, guys, if I hate to do this. I hate to do this. If Biden had done this, you would be like, see, China is Biden, or Biden is China's bitch.
Well, no, but here will be the difference.
Right?
The Democrats make Russia out to be the boogeyman. Republicans make China out to be the boogeyman. China is the boogeyman. So I think that would show the strength of Trump. I mean, think about it, right? He gives the crippling handshakes to Macron. He's already labeled Trudeau a governor. Now he gets Xi Jinping to come over here. But my point of that, bringing that up, was to talk about the possibility, because a lot of people have said it feels like Trump is in charge. Reports are out there that Dem insiders are saying that Biden's mailed it in and he's not doing anything in his final 5.5-6 weeks. Wouldn't it be amazing if Trump got on the horn with Xi Jinping and said, all right, let's cut the crap. Let's get to the bottom of this. Are you responsible for the drones? What if Trump kind of solved the crime, so to speak, under the Biden administration's final 5 weeks? As they're sending up Sabrina, and that dude's giving us no answers whatsoever, and I said that purposely. seriously, like, that would be another. And you think Joe wants to solve this? Do you think Joe cares? Joe doesn't want to do anything. Joe felt like he was backstabbed by his own party. I think it'd be an incredible look for Donald Trump.
So this reportedly, Trump has invited the Chinese president.
Yep.
We don't have official response from whether or not Xi has accepted this alleged invitation.
Here comes the spinning of how this is a good,
well, no,
this is a good thing.
I'm just reporting to you what Caroline Leavitt, she released a statement. So I don't have confirmation from Caroline Leavitt either. She said world leaders from across the globe are lining up to, quote, meet with the president-elect.
I think it's just a continuation of the showing of how these global leaders are doing everything they can to get in the good graces of a guy who's going to rule with a much more iron fist than Biden did. I don't really care one way or the other personally whether, you know, we make Xi and China look like, you know, they're bending the knee to daddy because daddy's back in office. But if this is something that can de-escalate any tensions between the two most powerful nations on the planet under the model of peace and prosperity, I would love that, especially considering Trump has basically mocked and ridiculed Xi. And then Xi's willing to come. I would say thumb up for Trump.
How would you guys feel if Biden had Zelensky at the?
I'll tell you this: if Biden had Putin, I'd give Biden the thumbs up.
Oh, you would not.
I absolutely would.
How dare you?
Absolutely. Hey, this could be the end of de-escalating and ending the funding to Russia-Ukraine with that conflict.
To my knowledge, a foreign leader has never attended a transfer of power ceremony. To my knowledge, in our nation.
What happened to America First?
It doesn't mean
how about we scrap Xi Jinping and invite 300 veterans?
That'd be fine. I would love that. I mean, who's to say that this doesn't lead to better trade deals between the United States and China?
So this is being reported by sources.
Yep.
Just to be clear, this is not, we haven't heard Trump say it.
Yeah.
Caroline Leavitt, his spokesperson, has not said it. So it was reported that he apparently made the comment or the invitation shortly after his victory in early November.
Mm-hmm.
So they're reporting that, but we don't have reactions.
Okay, so we don't know if this is actually
no,
true.
No, I said it was just floated out. Okay. Possibility. Okay. Right. Yeah. Okay. Nothing.
Yeah, you reported it correctly. It was.
I'm on record saying that this is a bad idea if it's true.
It's also a security nightmare, to be really honest. We've already security embattled, for crying out loud.
What if we find out that these drones are China?
Well, then he's not invited.
You're not invited to
unless
the party.
Unless he admits to it.
China is not our friend.
I agree.
Or maybe you're invited and you don't get the ticket to the open bar.
Trump's going to call Xi. He's going to say, I want answers to two questions. Where did the damn virus come from? And who's flying those damn drones?
I also think that I wouldn't be surprised. Here's the thing. I wouldn't be surprised if Trump, when he made the comment, said right when he won, after the election, said, hey, we're gonna get right to work.
Yeah.
We're going to meet with all the world leaders. We're going to invite everybody here, because he has talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know what this is, because it's one of those sources claims,
yeah,
CBS News things. So
yeah. Okay. Speaking of security, let's go from drones to something I think is significantly more serious. Not to say that these drones are not serious, because they are. And that is these, and Dawn, you mentioned the security nightmare, or Greg, you mentioned the security nightmare for Trump and Xi, possibly. Let's go to the security and the lack thereof with Donald Trump, and then we're going to get to this immigration crisis. Wait till you hear these numbers from the New York Times. Just staggering. But this was last night on Fox News on Jesse Waters primetime. Phil, this is clip K1. I saw this morning as soon as I opened up my Twitter app, and I can't believe how bad. You think the Secret Service is an inept organization? Wait until you hear and watch this clip. Clip K1, Phil, roll it.
Two new revelations from the Trump Assassination Task Force. According to their report, the Secret Service agent who spotted Ryan Ruth in the bushes outside Trump's golf course was only 5 feet away when he opened fire and missed him. Not once, not twice, six times.
Oh, my God.
He missed him six times from 5 feet. How does a trained agent who passed the firearms test miss a target away, 5 feet away? That's not all. The report says the Secret Service found out at 2:30 in the morning that Trump would be golfing later that day, but they didn't secure the course, allowing Ruth to camp out for 12 hours before anyone saw him. Meanwhile, Ruth appeared in federal court this morning, and his legal team signaling they're going to go with the insanity defense. How convenient. Ruth's public defender said he has had multiple meetings with a mental health expert while in jail, and the witnesses who saw him before the arrest say he was hallucinating and delusional. Of course. Prosecutors also revealed that Ruth has been doing a lot more writing behind bars than initially reported. Ruth has written nearly 40 letters to news outlets in an attempt to persuade them that he's an honorable guy. But they were intercepted before they reached their targets. We also know that only 17 of the 18 cell phones found in Ruth's possession belong to him. Why does he have 18 cell phones? And wait, he has 17, so who owns the last phone? And why did Ruth have it?
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the beginning there. A Secret Service agent 5 feet away from Ryan Ruth, 5 feet away, missed on six different attempts, six shots.
No way, 5 feet?
5 feet.
That's what he said.
I could be drunk off my ass on bourbon throwing pens at Phil Omquist and not miss six times. And the Secret Service missed six times.
Wow.
From 5 feet. How is that possible?
That's just embarrassing.
That is awful.
I've never fired a real gun in my life. I promise you right now, if we did target practice and you put up a target, hell, you can have a moving target. Give me six bullets. I will hit one out of six from 5 feet away. I'll bet my life savings on it. The Secret Service couldn't hit Ryan Ruth? And they knew 12 hours in it. 2:30 in the morning, they knew this was happening. And Donald Trump is out there. Well, so this was the NFL Sunday. This was like the second week of the year. I remember I'm at my buddy's house. We're watching the Red Zone channel, and it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I looked out on my phone, and I say, oh, my God, a second assassination attempt on Donald Trump. So when people sit there and say, oh, you don't know that it was an inside job, well, then prove to me that it was not an inside job. I can't verify that it was, but if you don't believe it is, confirm to me that it's not. How does that happen?
And I don't even think it has to be an inside job. That's just it. If it's like I say with bias by omission in the media. So if they just hands off, if they omit the proper planning and security, then by the nature of that, mm-hmm. are they allowing something to happen when in fact they've been hit, they've been tipped off? Well, first of all, it's their job. But second of all, they knew by the guy arrested in Texas before July 13th that there were credible threats mm-hmm. again and being made against then candidate Trump, now president-elect Trump. So is it just this omission? And that's how it looks to the American people. It's horrible. And I'm glad that the committee has come out with all of these recommendations. I suspect that because it's a bipartisan committee that looked into, you know, J-13, I just think that they're going to revamp all of this and they won't be under the umbrella of Homeland Security anymore. They'll restore the pride in this, what was once an mm-hmm. elite force of, you know, the Secret Service.
Unbelievable. Six shots from 5 feet away. Jeez. This guy shouldn't be protecting a president. I wouldn't hire that shooter, that agent. I wouldn't hire him to protect the Dick's Sporting Goods.
No, I mean, our own engineer, Jimmy Kelly, who's legally blind.
Yes.
He could, by scent, he could have hit him.
Even Jimmy Kelly wouldn't go over for six.
Just by his, I could smell you 5 feet away. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, it's
855-839-1210. Poor Jimmy. All right, we'll come back and we will get to the last bit of our national security nightmare. Recent immigration surges. It's the largest in U.S. history, legally and illegally. But how far back does this go? I mean, we're talking centuries. Wait till you hear this. Unbelievable revelations from the New York Times. We're back after this on Kale and Company.
It's Kale and Company on demand. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Stocker found this story. I thought this was really interesting from the New York Times this morning. Recent immigration surge has been the largest in U.S. history. Under Joe Biden, more than 2 million immigrants per year have entered, according to government data. Now, you're probably going to say, well, Nick, it's like 15 or 20. Hold on a second. We have to look at the annual net migration. And this is actually wild because the immigration surge of the past few years is the largest in U.S. history, surpassing the great immigration boom of the late 1800s and the early 1900s, according to the New York Times. Now, they look at, and this is probably the correct way to look at it, annual net migration, which is the number of people coming into the country minus the people leaving the country. So we've got bad hombres coming in. We've got Ellen DeGeneres leaving the country. That's the way you look at this, right? So they have averaged in this country from 2021, 2022, and 2023, a plus of 2.4 million people per year. Total net migration likely to exceed during the Biden administration of 4 years would be 8 million people. Now, they say, and this is the interesting part, that's a faster pace of arrivals than during any other period on record, including the peak years of Ellis Island traffic.
Oh my God.
When millions of Europeans came here, and this is the most rapid rate since at least 1850. Now, one other thing that is important, legal and illegal immigration. That's what this net number includes. About 60% have entered the country since 2021 without legal authorization. So of those numbers, 40% are doing it the right way. God. Welcome to America. Best of luck. The other 60%, you better hope Tom Homan doesn't find you. That is staggering, Dawn.
It's staggering, and it's why we have the election that we had, because this was an underlying message. The media, I think, ignored it or poo-pooed it, but I think we all feel it, and the fact that during tough economic times, it could not be ignored, that in a time when, and we've talked about it, in Philadelphia, for example, you know, you think about all these areas like Philadelphia where we don't have HVAC in all of our schools or air conditioning. Mm-hmm. And people know that this is happening with the crime has been spiked. But also just our human services, if you will, in general, have been burdened. And the system has been burdened by that many people. Yeah. And then on top of it, I would say that 8 million that they've documented, how many numbers are there that we don't even know about?
That's correct.
Right? So that's where I think, you know, they're confirming this number.
And it's probably a conservative number.
Yep.
Agreed.
That's amazing.
Agreed.
Yep. Wow. Surpassing the peak years of Ellis Island, of Island era. We all remember that era. You know, well, we don't remember it, but I mean, our grandparents do.
Yep.
And that's why I think Trump, you know, President-elect Trump has said, he keeps saying this, we have no choice but to do a mass deportation. And he says, you know, he says out of these, they know of, I mean, a ton of people who have criminal records,
mm-hmm.
are wearing some kind of an ankle bracelet, have been let go through this. So that's easy peasy, I think, to try to say to all these sanctuary cities, hey, let's work together and at least have the common ground to agree with the fact that we need to get rid of those with a criminal element among us.
Yeah. Tom Homan basically said last night that Chicago is ground zero. And the reason why Chicago is so bad, and I quote, your mayor sucks and your governor sucks. Tom Homan just doesn't care. He's got one job, one mission, one task. He's not interested in your feelings. And if you're here with kids, you know what? Scoop everybody up, as Sean Farish would say. Put them in the trumpet pole and flip them right on out of here. Trende Aragua, trende adios. I'll gladly give up Trende Aragua for Ellen. We'll take Ellen back, right? Ellen can come back if it means getting rid of the, quote, bad hombres. I think that'd be a great trade for America. We'll deal with Ellen. We can live with it. 855-839-1210. Dawn will have some news to kick off hour number two. And then more of the fallout of Luigi and United Healthcare. I have a feeling with these posters in New York, they're probably the same people or the same mindset of those who were tearing down the missing hostage posters of those that were captured in the Middle East back in October of 2023. Sick individuals. We'll give you the details on the other side. Stay right there.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.